Moncrief on News Talk.
It's July the 17th, and we all know what that means. Or perhaps we don't. Because if you're getting on a plane today, you should be aware that on July 17th, it's slightly more likely that your flight will end up in a fiery ball of doom. But probably not. Probably. Sinead Ryan, who's been writing about this in The Independent, is here to scare the living crap out of you. Afternoon, Sinead.
Well, afternoon, Sean. I'm not at the airport, and you're obviously not, so I think we'll be okay.
Okay, that's we're okay then. Sell the rest of them. But go through the... There's quite a litany of plane crashes on this date.
It is. And actually, I was researching this only because I was planning to write a piece on how safe aircrafts are, because there's been loads of stories about increased turbulence due to climate change and, you know, doors falling off planes and all that. And I said, no, let's be positive about this. But actually, as it happens, July 17th is probably one of the most inauspicious days to be flying. So, I mean, you don't have to go back within the last 30 years, say 1996. The TWA flight 800 crashed off the coast of Long Island. Now, it was taking off from JFK. There were 230 people on board, and they all were killed. Now, that turned out to be the third worst crash ever. There was a big four-year-long investigation. They thought it was terrorism. It turned out to be a fuel tank wiring issue, which doesn't, I suppose, give you great confidence. Exactly a year later, in 1997, a St. Patty Air plane crashed in Java. That killed 28. Engine failure was deemed to be the cause there. Up to 2000, an Alliance Air flight in India crashed, losing all 60 souls on board. That was down to pilot error. And a year later, Concorde was just about returned to service. Now, it, of course, had had a horrendous accident the previous year. People thought it was finished. It wasn't back for long. And then 17th of July 2007, 199 died in a Tam Air flight in Sao Paulo. That's when the flight careered off the runway and it hit a warehouse. So there were a chunk of people on the ground killed there as well. And then 7 years later, 17th of July, 2014, of course, the one that a lot of us will remember, the Malaysia Air Flight 17, was shot down on the Ukraine-Russia border by, it was thought, Russian terrorists, and 283 passengers and 15 crew on board killed. And actually, Sean, that's not even including the few light aircraft crashes, two of them, in a couple of years ago, both killing people on the ground also on 17th of July. So that in all, it's 824 people killed in the space of a little less than 30 years, all on today's date.
Crikey. But it's just a coincidence, though, is it? Sinead, it's not like this isn't International Bring a Drunk Pilot to Work Day or anything.
Well, I'll try and kind of take off my tinfoil hat and agree with you. It is, of course, coincidence. And in fact, the accident rate for aircraft, according to global statistics, is one for every 1.26 million flights. Now, like, okay, if you're on the one, that's not great news for you. But it really, when you think about how many flights there are, it is very low. There hasn't been a single fatality due to plane crashes in Europe since 2018. So I don't know how reassuring that is. I mean, what are you going to do? You know, if you're not going to ever get on a flight because of my article, well, I'm really sorry about you. But, you know, you're not going to do, like, what are you going to do? You have to go when you go.
No, you do. Now, yeah, no deaths in Europe apart from those five people in Poland.
Yeah, I know.
But discounting it's totally safe to fly. Would you be a nervous flyer, Sinead?
I'm not a nervous flyer. I adore flying. I adore going away. I do it as much as I can afford to and time allows. I have been involved a few times, like most people, in kind of bad turbulence where you're bounced around a bit, or those terrifying, you know, those go-arounds when the plane is coming literally into land and the engines roar and it takes off again. So I've had a couple of those. They're very scary. Now, I've heard on all those occasions, that's nothing to worry about. This is what pilots train train for, and you have to think maybe they're having a bit of crack with it because it's boring enough up on the deck, I would think. But look, I haven't had enough happen to me that I'd be nervous about flying.
Yeah.
How can you? You're limiting yourself then to where you go and what you do.
Yeah, because I think there's a fear of flying is probably more an irrational thing. Now, you might, in that someone who has a fear of flying is already scared of flying, and then they retrospectively find all sorts of reasons to not fly, such as I'm never going to fly on July the 17th again. We've just given them another reason there. Because, you know, they'll get in a car and even in Ireland, I don't mean even in Ireland, but particularly in Ireland, it's more dangerous to get in a car in Ireland.
It's more dangerous to get on any other form of transport than an aeroplane. And, you know, but you're applying logic to a phobia. I mean, I'm scared of spiders. A spider has never done anything to me and probably never will. But that's, you know, you can't counteract that by talking it to yourself. You know, people are terrified of this stuff. I know that some of the airlines, some of the airports, indeed, including in Ireland, run courses for people who are terrified about flying. And they bring in scientists to say, look, when the wings go down, this goes up, it's all very safe. I have no idea how a plane works, Sean. I'm sure I studied it at junior cert level. I can't remember. And I don't know how a boat stays not sinking. So you have to kind of just put your trust in things, don't you?
Oh, you do. Well, sure, we don't know how our mobile phones work. I've no idea how I'm actually getting to speak with you now. It's a form of magic as far as I'm concerned.
It is. It's a magical experience for me too.
That's what it is. Sinead, magic as ever. Thanks a million for talking to us today. Sinead Ryan there. If you want to be terrified, you can read that piece in today's Independent. Though somebody's come up with a perfectly logical explanation for this. It has to be the case that more planes fly in July because it's peak holiday season. Hence why more chance of a plane crash on July 17th. I'm sure that's a huge factor in it now. Some like military planes have gone down on July 17th as well. It's just one of those odd kind of coincidences. But there had to be a date of all the dates in the year where there's more deaths from plane crashes than any other. I used to be a really bad flyer, says this texter, but I found the best way to overcome it was by watching plane crash investigations on YouTube because you realise how rare they are. That's one way of getting over it. I would imagine for other people, that might actually make that fear even worse. David says, I heard a statement once about how the aviation companies would tolerate a crash every 10 years rather than spend millions on maintenance every year. Kind of makes sense, but in a horrible way. It kind of does, but you know what, David? That like, if a plane crashes, if it's a Boeing bloody blah-blah, all those planes are then and if it's clearly like some sort of maintenance issue, all those planes are put on the ground and then airlines are less inclined to buy those planes. So when you heard this statement, where did you hear it? Who said it? Was it somebody somebody in the pub? Was it on the internet, David? I hate to tell you this. I know there are people who don't trust the mainstream media, but they'll believe any nonsense that they see on Twitter. And can you say hello to the Tobin family on the way to the airport for the first family holiday in 5 years? We were really excited up until 5 minutes ago, says Sinead the mammy. I'm sure you're still excited as it is. You have a fantastic time. First holiday in 5 years. Oh, God, that's great. I'm with Sinead. I hate thinking about the fact that we are in a piece of plastic in the sky. It freaks me out. Well, yeah, but also, isn't it like extraordinary that it is just it's not plastic, but it's kind of an aluminium tube, I suppose. And that can transport people around the place. It's extraordinary. The recent bad turbulence events give me greater confidence in flying. It's basically been proven that turbulence does not cause a plane to crash. I've always kept my belt on loosely and will definitely continue to do so. Well, indeed, you're right. And in those turbulence incidents, and most turbulence incidents through the years, people get hurt more because they haven't got the belt on, or, you know, the overhead cabinet is open, the door to that is open, and a bag falls in their head. Even B.A. Baracus was famously afraid to fly. No shame in it. No, absolutely not. And you know, well, B.A. probably had reasons because he saw action in Nam and that kind of thing. That's may well be the reason for a lot of people. My kid has more fear of being on a ferry to the UK than a plane. I'd be the opposite, says Dan. Isn't that interesting? And because a lot of these kind of fears we have, we don't know where the hell they come from.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.